Gemara, we are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. And we are at the Gemara Amr Shmuel, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Amr Shmuel, Bekulon Tzrichas Lahamtun Gimel Chadash, Shlosh Chadashim. All women who have a relationship have to wait 3 months. Chutz Megiyaris Mishukharis Ketana. Besides, a Giyaris Mishukharis Ketana who can't become pregnant. Therefore, they don't have to wait 3 months. Abu Ketana Bat Yisrael Tzrichas Lahamtun Gimel Chadashim. The diak is that according to Shmuel's this lashon in Shmuel, Ketana Bas Yisrael would have to wait 3 months, even though she can't become pregnant. Ubamat.
Even Lisa, can you make it
up? I'm sorry, Chai. This is my memory. Limud Ayahim Lizchot, Hachasan Rabbi Chiyom Mechu Harwitz, Vakala Bela Geberer, on the day of their chasana. May they build the Bais Nema B'Yisrael, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit. I should say Akala, the former Bela Geberer. She will become Bela Horowitz. May they build a bias Nema B'Yisrael, sponsored by Dr. Mr. Moshe Breit. And Mrs. Moshe Breit. So anyway, Abu Ketavet, even Miyan, Vamer Shmuel Dloy Boy. If it's Miyan, Shmuel said, the Pharaoh, she doesn't have to wait. Even Gat, Vamer Shmuel Chadashim, he already said it. Vamer Shmuel Miyan, the boy, and she's going to have to if a woman is a Ketan, is a Mayan. I'll send you the test today, later on. Believe that. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. That's not get tricha lamtum shol chadash. Elam is nus, teretzitz is nus. The gazru, rabban ketanim b'shem gzaylo. Frek the gemara migas v'nin ketanim b'shem gzaylo. Now we learned that our mishnah by ketanim shein ruyas leilad. If they're ketanim, they can't give birth. Machzir and asimiyad, they can go back right away. That means we don't make gzera when they inadvertently switched wives. I'm Rabbi Gittel Amaravi Rosh. I said was a special psak. But going chalad haboy, what the story happened? It's not shchiach, so they didn't make gzera, but nus is more shchiach. Lishnach rin amar lamer shmu kulon shchiach is lamer shchiach chadashim. Chutz b'giyaris m'shachreres g'dayla. B'giyaris m'shachreres g'dayla don't have to wait. Tana, even bas yisroi m'shachreres lamer shmu chadashim. But, even me and amar shmu chadashim, they already said it. Iba gato on amar shmu dabai, Shmuel said, that if a woman is trying to get divorced, we do make her wait 3 months. I'm sure we'll be in a way in Jichalam Shalei Chadashim, unless we get Jichalam Shalei Chadashim. And look at this. Shmuel was Meku by Tnus, unlike the first Lashon, when he was Machmer by Tnus. In the second Lashon, he's Meku by Tnus. Tnus was kind of like Shchiach. In fact, the Gemara Giyaris and Mishachareres and Shchiach by Tnus Ligzar. By Giyaris and Mishachareres, where it is Shchiach by Tnus, Ligzar here doesn't mean up to anything. Ligzar means she might be pregnant. That the Gemara, the Amr Krav Yaisi, the Tanya, Yaris Ashur Hashem Chashinim, which is Garish and Shtachru, Tzrikas Tamtam Gimel Chadashim. They have to wait. They're Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Matil, the Aras Finas and Miyad. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaisi, that by Giyaris and Mishuch Reres, we're not afraid they're pregnant. We don't know why yet. I'm a Rabba. My time is Rabbi Yaisi. Sabar Isha Mizana Mishamesh is Bambayich, because they should like to Sabar. A woman that's Mizana is Mishamesh is Bambayich. So I'm a rabbi. Mishlam a giyaris keep the diet of the Urim into an option. I can understand the giyaris. She plans to be a giyar, so she doesn't want to be pregnant with a guy. Today, the Havchim made Darish and Isra Begdusha made Darish and Isra Shroi Begdusha to differentiate between whether it's Isra Begdusha or not. Shavuya Vashim Khanami, the Shabim Mimarayu, a mantra in Avshayu. They heard from their master, so they watched themselves. Well, she doesn't know.
Wasn't
Urim
to hear
what they're going to
become?
That they're going to be freed or redeemed. So they know that now they want to become pregnant because they don't want to be pregnant with a guy who's a baby, with a baby from a guy. So they start watching themselves and put a mic in.
We're talking about, the kids go to the master, right?
Yeah, this is what they make. This is that they're not going to become pregnant. We don't have to be afraid that they're pregnant.
No, I'm saying, but they did have a kid. Doesn't the kid go into the master anyhow?
If they have a kid. But if they get freed afterwards, maybe the kid comes with them. I don't know. It's not the gay here. The gay here is that we don't have to be afraid they're pregnant. Elo Yaitz is the same way in Achim Shkachasla. Are you going to say he agrees? But not Anusim before Tashir Kalam to Gimel Chadosh and Dib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaitz to Matu Lars from Nasa Miyad. Now Anusim before Tashir doesn't is a Mamela. Elam Rabbi Yishim Azadim Tzapechish Lo Tzaber. She does post facto. She makes sure she doesn't become pregnant. And therefore, it's Machlekes Rashi and Tarsus. Rashi seems to learn that a Stam Shivcha doesn't want to become pregnant. Tarsus disagrees with that. But therefore, a Stam Shivcha always tries to keep herself from becoming pregnant, and therefore she's misapekas. So even if she's jaitz b'shev ayin, Rabbi Yaitzi holds that she's misapekas. And the same by Nusa Mavuta. Rida Chashina Shemel in his Hapcha Yavu Yavu, Rabbi Yud holds it's not inefficient birth control, because it doesn't always work. And therefore, it's interesting, Rashi says a shivka that's mizana. That's what we didn't understand. A shivka can have a husband, and then she be yaitzes v'shem v'ayin.
The follow-up gives her a designated man.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. That's why Tyson disagrees with Rashi. Why wouldn't she want to become pregnant?
If she has a designated man by her master, she doesn't make mizana, that man will know that he didn't make her pregnant. Then she won't want to become pregnant.
Again, the bottom line is, does she want to become pregnant from that man or not?
From
that designated man.
Yeah.
So then why is Yaitza B'Shem? So Yaitza B'Shem Vayin should have to wait. Maybe she got pregnant from a designated man. Rashi learns that she doesn't have to wait because she's Misapechas. Tysus argues, and he says, Enochanambe, Yaitza B'Shem Vayin would have to wait. I don't understand. Again, the problem with Rashi is.
Because she doesn't know that she's going to be with it. Nobody
knows that Yaitza B'Shem Vayin.
Right. So therefore, she's not watching herself from her designated man.
Again, but she gets Yaitza B'Shem Vayin. Do we have to wait 3 months or not? Rabbi Yaitzi says yes or no. Rashi says Rabbi Yaitzi says no. She's definitely not pregnant.
No, so even if she is pregnant, we know that it's from that.
Again, we don't.
What's the problem?
Does she have to wait 3 months before she marries a Jewish man? Rashi says she doesn't, she's definitely not pregnant. That's what Rashi says. That's the question on Rashi. She has a designated man. Now, Shmuel, Paskins like Rabbi Yaitzi, only partially. He holds that by Giyaret Meshuchreret, we assume she's not pregnant. But by Yisraelis Gedoyla, that's Mazana, for that we do make Xero, Znus Otun Nesuim. Which Rabbi Yaitzi didn't make by Anusa Mufusa. Nothing more about the Mari Kahanis. Kahanis and Yisraelis why? If Yisraelis is married to a Kohen, it doesn't become possible from Truma. She can't marry a Kohen anymore. Amen. My Nishay Kahanim. Nishay Kahanim and the Nishay Yisraelim why? She's married to Yisrael. She doesn't become possible for the rest of her life to marry a Kohen and eat Truma. Vamar Vamar Mumbil Samal or Rav Cheshis and Irina Lainim Masisim and he enlightened us from a Mishnah. And then their husband would die without any children. They don't go back to Yisum. Somebody gives chalitza to Yavama, but himself Muberet. And afterwards he found out she's Muberet, the Yolda, and she gave birth. So Bizman Shabbat Kayama was a viable child. So the chalitza was a non-chalitza, who mutter b'klev esel, he mutter b'klev, v'le pasul b'nakuna. Ein avatra kayama was a non-viable child. So then the chalitza, we don't know if it's good or not. Machlekes, Rishlokesh, and Rabbi Yechonim, but the Mishnah says, at least for chumra, we treat her like a chalitza. Because people assume that it was a good chalitza. So who asked b'klev esel, he asked b'klev, v'sul b'nakuna. Hakainas is yivem tamidim to muberes v'yolda, so the man shavach kayama yaitzi kayam carbon. The baby lives with aishas achshuay b'makom mitzvah. The baby shavach kayama. The baby is not viable. Yekayim machloikus v'shlokus from Rabbi Yechonah. What that means? According to Rabbi Yechonah, it means he can keep her. He already did yibum. According to v'shlokus, means he has to do yibum. Something mentishul l'rishu something mentishul l'achman. If we don't know who the baby is from, yaitzi v'avlat kosher. The baby is kosher b'mon v'shok. The kayam b'shem tolim. Because we don't know if he lived with an aishas ach shloy b'makom mitzvah. Somebody gives chalitza to a woman that's pregnant.
So maybe. She's doing all this. Anytime you have a korban, it's only done the shogeg.
Yes.
Now, if he's doing this, taking a risk, he would not bring a korban?
He would not bring a korban, correct.
Because
he's not a shogeg.
Yes.
Somebody gives chalitza to a pregnant woman and then she miscarried. She already had chalitza. Rosh Lakish Hashem Tzrichah chalitza Menachem. And Taitus says it could even be from the guy himself, because he didn't have chalitza yet. Rabbi Yechon Amei Tzrichah chalitza Menachem. Chalitza is mubarish al chalitza, bias mubarish mabia. It's considered a chalitza and it's considered gibum. Rosh Lakish Hashem Tzrichah chalitza Menachem. Chalitza is mubarish loishma chalitza, bias mubarish loishma bia. The Michael Miff, look at Eboy Sam McCroy, Eboy Sam Svara, Eboy Sam Svara. Bekin is having Yavali over Yaymaz, I bring me Puli Mapil. If Rabbi Yehuda would come and tell us that this is not a viable child, Mila Bat Chalitza Yibamu, so I said, Nami, take the Muslim of Freya. We slunk of Shama, take the Muslim of Freya, let me none. And the way the Mepharshim explained it is because at the time he did Chalitza Yibamu, it might have been viable. Something else changed later on. Eboy Sam McCroy, Rabbi Yehuda is having Ben Eloim Rachmanov, and Leslie, he didn't have any children. Look to see if she's pregnant, meaning while she's pregnant, she's not eligible biblically.
Even if
Eliyahu comes, right? No, I don't think so. At this point, she's pregnant. I don't think Eliyahu would make a difference in that. That she's going to be later on? I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. I don't know. Ain't the Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Ain't a vacha kayamu wazim shkrebe sabi asur b'kroivav. Pasa min akunas. The Mishlam did need amini chalitza zubar shma chalitza mishmaki pasa. That's why she's pasa. She had chalitza. Al yitak ha'am chalitza zubar shma shma chalitza amai pasa min akunas. Why? It wasn't a good chalitza. Amala, you're right. Midrabon alachum rabalma. It wasn't a good chalitza, but it looks like a good chalitza. So we're machmer. Ikiz yami eis rish lakish Rabbi Yechon.
What does it mean? I have a pasa. This is way my Rebbe told me how to darshan it. But I'm
going to
give you a
svara
because I have...
I said there's a machlokes. Some say it's based on svara, nobody darshens the pasuk. And some say it's based on a drash of a pasuk. So machlokes, two pshatim.
So it's a machlokes if there was even a pasuk.
Correct. Ikedam reitzer, shlokes, rebechen, or shlokes, rebechen, in the question. Ena vachem kayama, hu asur bekrev etzavi, asur bekrev apasum and akunas. So bishlam, didid amin achalitza, subayas, leishim achalitza. The Mishnah doesn't say she doesn't need chalitza, it just says she has the consequences of a chalitza. That's a zuchumra. Why go through the consequences? Just say she doesn't need any chalitza. That's what the Mishnah could have said. Provided the Tani Reish Eloi Pasla, Tani Seif Pasla was because of stylistic reasons. I already announced it. Yeah. If the baby is not viable, he keeps her by if he lives with her. So this one is the Amina Khalitza Mubash Machalitza Bias Mubash Mabia. Shabaki Tani Yakayim. He keeps Elsie Dr. Machalitza's Mubash Lash Machalitza Bias Mubash Lash Mabia. Yakzav Yibum Yakayim, boy, you have to do Yibum. Dr. Gemar is on Kushlakish, my Yakayim, Yakzav Yibum Yakayim. Loi Sagi, meaning he has no choice. He can't give Khalitza. Because once he lived with her, even though it wasn't a good yibam, but we require him to do yibam. Ikidami. Mishlai, Eitzer Eshlam, Kuzrebechel. The Kashim on the other one. Ein Avancha Kayam Yekayim. So Mishlam, the Didami, the Chalitza, the Vashloshim, the Chalitza, the Vashloshim, the Hanidon Yekayim. He has to keep her. He has to do yibam. Yakzav Yibam Yekayim. Loisaki Bilavach. He has no choice. Elo Didach, but according to you, he doesn't have to keep her. He raised the jibum. So he told him, "Enoch inami." I didn't turn it raise. He turned inami. Say for yikayim again. It's there for stylistic reasons. Meitzvah. Hakayinah says yivam tamidim tis muberes. Somebody married his yivama, and then he vowed to be muberes. Harzula tinasi tsarasa. Her tsara can't get married. Shama yehi vlad ben akayama, because there might be a viable child. At this point, the Gemara doesn't understand it. Either of them. Yahweh Abad Ben Kayam, the Mifter Tzarasa. If anything, if the vial is viable, that means it was a baby, that means the Tzara could go free without anything. Elohim Hashem Eloyeh Abad Ben Kayam. Avitzah Kedaitach Mi Bavash Mishmabiyah, Amai Lotinasi Tzarasa. Tivta Bibiyah Shechadarta. Why we say, even if it's not viable, they already had a beer, they already had Yibum. Amrabaya Sabaya changes Rabbi Yechina. The Bia Kulam Aloy Bligi Doi Patra. My Bia, everybody agrees that he doesn't patra. He Bligi Bechalitza. Yechina Sabah Chalitza Smubash Machalitza Bia Smubash Loishma Bia. We don't say, Kosei Nailalib Me Nailal Chalitza here. We say even though she can't have Yibum because when she's pregnant, I know her, but Chalitza she can have. In Rish Lakish Sofer, Bias Mubayas Loshma Bia, Chalitza is Mubayas Loshma Chalitza. Amalei Rabbis, Rabbis says, I don't get it. Mother Shach. E, Bias Mubayas Loshma Bia, Chalitza is Mubayas Loshma Chalitza. Bia Mubayas Loshma Bia, Chalitza is Mubayas Nami Loshma Chalitza. That kind belong. You can't differentiate between the two. If this is a biblical halacha, of ayin Allah, means the Torah said no yibum. And again, we spoke out the problem in Rish Lakish. There's no yibum, right? But then she becomes eligible for yibum afterwards. But the bottom line is, according to Rish Lakish, right? She's not a yibum. So the kasha is, how can Rabbi Yechon agree no yibum and yes chalitza? Because she ain't a yibum and a chalitza. Ela marava hoki kamar. Hakayne shivam tabinim tizmu baas as lois in hosu tzurasa. Shemi lehevlad, shemi yehevlad ben kayama. Ubiyas mu baas lois ma biya bachalitza mu baas lois ma chalitza. Vavlad ain't a point that she ate to avarayim. The problem is the baby doesn't potter her. So the woman is pregnant, but this Sarah has to wait it out. Because if it's viable, it doesn't pop to her until it's born. If it's not viable, at least at this point, right, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. The price makes it sound that the problem is the baby is viable. But if it wouldn't be viable, it would be okay. Quite right, the kasha and the shlok is the Gemara will ask that. Tanya Kavasa the Rabba. Only the baby potters, and the baby doesn't potter until it's born. So the Gemara time is Shemi Heivlad Ben Kayama. Who will have a blood Ben Kayama if the Tzurasa? It's Mashma, if it's not viable, then the Chalitza Yibum was good. Maybe they have two Tzurash Lakish. Amr is Lakish Hakikhtani, he changes the rights. A kind of Jivam to Minitis Lubaris, Hazule Tinasa Tzurasa. But Sarah can't get married. Similarly, Heivlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the baby is not viable. Chalitza is more bad. Shlishma bia, bia is more bad. Shlishma bia. Chalitza bia is more bad. Shlishma bia. I've been playing my halacha with Reb Nashim. Reb Nashim, Vav Mahalia Yolda. Why should she have to worry about the miyut? Vav ain't a bite that she ate till Avir Reilam. Amar Abazer. Efter Yitzu Vahadu Rish Lakish Leitana Lebe Matisim. Is it possible that we have this halacha of Rish Lakish and it's not hinted to in a Mishnah? Nothing about how Doc Vashka, he found a Mishnah that to him said Rish Lakish is halacha. Nah. Yisus Shalom Bailu B'Tzurasa Medina Sayyam. A woman that her husband went with her co-wife to Medina Sayyam. B'amu B'avu Amar Lom Meiz Baila. Hazulay Tinasay. B'lay Tisyabim. She can't get married. And at this point we think she can't receive Chalitza and get married. And not get Yibum. Atatay Tishemu Mubaris Yitzurasa. He Tzurasa, Rashi says, you don't have to be afraid he married a third wife. As long as she knows that the second wife was not pregnant. I can understand the right. He can't be miyabmer because it might be that the Tzara is pregnant and he's marrying an Eshesach. I will attackle it, I'm not. So Mishlam attackle it, boy, test, take test, it's not to be take test, boy. I can understand why she can't get Chalitza during the 9 months and then get married after the 9 months. Because the Tzara might be pregnant. Why can't you get Chalitza and then get married after 9 months? Must be because Chalitza is Muberes. It's why Shema Chalitza. If that's the problem, why don't you wait till after 9 months and let her get Chalitza then? And for sure she's not pregnant. And it should work. Did the woman have a baby? She's mother. Did the woman not have a baby? The Chalitza works. Dr. Gemara, the Bar Minah Dahi, forget about that one. It's not a Raya. The Abaya Bar Oven, what we're afraid of is Shemi Heivlad Ben Kayama. Maybe there was a baby. And if he gave Chalitza, retroactively, that Chalitza was worthless. And therefore, you would have to have an announcement to permit her to Akayin. and fact, one of the list of course, so let's make the announcement, because Dumi Ikin is Dabi Bechalitza Vayvi Bechrozah. There might be a person that was there by the Chalitza and not by the Achrozah. It's an interesting concept. We will ban this lady from getting married till she gets the information, because if we give her Chalitza, it might end up making a problem. Amalei Abayas. Abayas said the whole riot never started. Did you say the Mishnah? Did you see the Mishnah say anything about Chalitza? It's an awesome way to say I'm Chalitza, but why Chalitza? It means don't get married without Chalitza. Maybe that Mishnah holds Chalitza does work. Meaning, it doesn't say that Chalitza doesn't work. It says she can't get married and assume that the Tzara is not pregnant. And she can't get Yibum because, again, assume that the Tzara is not pregnant. She can't get married and assume that the Tzara had a kid. And she can't not get married and have Yibum because she might have had a kid, and therefore she has to wait it out. But in a Konami, maybe she can get Chalitza. Whatever point Chalitza's mutter, she can get Chalitza. Tanya Kavasa is Rish Lakish. Achai Litzna Wabaris Vipila, Tzvicha Chalitza Menachem. This is a Brisa that's a Beferish Uriah to Rish Lakish. Amar Rabba. Hilkutsa Kavasa is Rish Lakish Manikla. We pass you like Rish Lakish in three cases. Chadda Adambarin in our case. Either Tanam Chalit Nechasav Apiv, somebody who wants to divide, he can give presents. Some mamar to Biba Lechad, Biba Lechad, Bishlam, as a Bechor, gives one to more, or he makes a Bechor even. Dwarf Kayamim, if it's a present. Some mamar Mishim Rushal, Amr Klub. Kasa Bebe Tchila, Bebe Sai, Bebe Emsim, Mishim Matana, Dwarf Kayamim. If he adds the word Matana, it works. Now, there's a Machlaik, Shem Yechim, Rish Lakish. If he can say Matana to one, what he's after Matana to all of them. Rish Lakish is Machmer. Amr Rish Lakish, Lailam, Mekana, Shem, Plenty, Plenty, Yeshu, Sad, the blindness of blindness. You have to say both of them in Matana, via Russian. So he passes like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yechon. Either did not. Hakaitu kon chasul is my lachem b'isa. A guy writes, my yoimu lachem b'isa, that today the son owns the goof. After Misa, he will get the Paris. So I'm in the yocholim kibnation aslan lo, he can't, but he can't sell the goof. I'm in the yocholim kibnation mishusav, he can't sell the Paris. Makarab mechur natsi yamasu, if he sells it, he sells the Paris till he dies. Because he doesn't own anything he can give over now. The son predeceased his father. Because he really didn't sell anything. Because the father had the Kenyan Paris, which is the main Kenyan. And we pass him like Rish Lakish, that the Kenyan Paris is not the main Pekinyan, and he can sell the goof, and therefore even the son predeceased his father, the Lekeach gets it. Ein avacho kayama. So it said over there, ein avacho kayama. He can keep her. Right, that's what it said. Ein avacho kayama, yikayam. Tanam Hashem, Rabbi Lezer, I'm a yaitse beget. We make him get divorced, because for maitse he lived with a Mubaris, and we punish him that he should be mighty beget, because he should not have lived with her. Should not have lived with her. Should have waited it out. Amar Rabbi Ramey Rabbi Yezer Amud Amarecha Rabbi Yezer Amud Amaron Ramey Detanya Lo Yisrael the Mubaris Chaver Menekes Chaver, right? Because we're not allowed to cut the milk supply. Ramnasa Yaitzi Vla Yagzor Lomba Ziver Ramey. We punish him. Chamemaimim Yaitzi Shagia Zvan Lichnes Yichnes. We make him separate or divorce, the Gemara is going to say, but he can remarry her. So here's Rabbi Eliezer saying, Rameir saying the same thing. Punish him. Playing around with a biblical thing. I'm a husband, Drabonon. Drabonon's real life. Maybe if he violated Drabonon, Esther, of marrying Menekes, maybe we don't punish him forever. Sometimes Drabonon strengthens the words more than a biblical answer. I will help him to write the Mibrish Varshimine. So therefore, it's no Raya. Okay? We will stop over here and we'll start again tomorrow from Amar Mazutra, from Amar Rabba. Everybody should have a wonderful, healthy day.